Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jeff Zahn. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The first baseman, John Wathan. Batting third. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting 9th. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Leonard scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ford for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 1, Royals, 1. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong bunts towards first. Wei then scoops it up and throws to first, with White covering, for the out. Powell moves to second. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Powell moves to third. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford is hit by the pitch. Carew moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Powell scores. Carew scores. Ford moves to third. It's 3-1, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ford scores. Cubbage moves to third. It's 4-1, Twins. Larry Gura now pitching. Jose Morales pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Morales reaches second base with a double. Cubbage scores. Weiniger goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. John Wei then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wei then is 0 for 1 in the game. Wei then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 0 in the game. Wilfong hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Norwood hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cubbage hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wei then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Morales strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. White moves to third. Terrell moves to second. John Wei then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wei then is 0-for-2 in the game. Wei then hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. Terrell scores. Wilson moves to second. It's 7-3, Twins. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilfong. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Wilfong steals second. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Norwood hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norwood. Otis reaches second base with a double. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. Otis moves to third. One out. Tom Johnson now pitching. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis scores. It's 7-4, Twins. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette pinch hits for Jerry Terrell. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. White steals second. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norwood. Paquette reaches second base with a double. White scores. It's 7-5, Twins. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals 5. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Paquette now playing right field. Al Cowens now playing third base. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ford is hit by the pitch. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Ford moves to second. Steve Mingori now pitching. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Paquette. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Ford scores. Cubbage moves to third. It's 8-5, Twins. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Morales is walked intentionally. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Way then hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Otis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell, who is chasing the ball. Otis reaches third base with a triple. Cowens goes all the way around to score. It's 8-6 Twins. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Royals 6. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Powell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Powell reaches second base with a double. Bob Randall pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cowens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Norwood hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Bird now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carew is walked intentionally. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Ford hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Randall now playing second base. Mike Marshall now pitching. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Frank White. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a fly ball towards left. Norwood settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Norwood. UL Washington pinch runs for Pete Lockhock. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Royals 6. The Twins will come to bat. UL Washington now playing second base. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cubbage hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Weiniger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cowan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle pinch hits for Willie Wilson. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe LaHood pinch hits for John Way then. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Josie Depp pinch runs for Joe LaHood. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Kansas City Royals, 6. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.